Okay, today is Daf Chav Vav. We are on Chav Hei Amid Beis, on the second to bottom line. Amar of Elazar. He Bifnim. If the animal, okay, this is not easy. He Bifnim. If the animal is inside the Azara, where it has to be, you can't shecht the animal in your backyard. You can't even shecht it down the block from the Beis HaMikdash. You can't even shecht it on the temple grounds if it's not in the Azara. So what if the animal is half in and half out? Half in and half out. He bifnim, v'raglei bachutz. The animal's in. The hind legs are outside the Azara. It's right at the doorway, entranceway. The hind legs are outside the Azara. Chatach, you cut off the legs. V'achar kach, shachat. And then you shech the animal. Shira, that's a good kosher shechita. That's a kosher shechita. How could that be a kosher shechita? How could that be good?
Well, if you get the blood inside the...
So Rashi says, on the third line from the bottom,
blood is in the temple.
Shalo nis'arev dam pasul yotze im dam shebimizrak shemiskabel bo hadam. The blood, now, when the animal's partly outside the azara, and you chop off the legs, that blood that just was caused by your wound is outside the azara. Says Rashi, but the blood of the blood is going to go into the cup from the neck is not mixed with that blood, and therefore there's no problem of yotze. Because the animal, the shecht of the animal here, the hind legs are over there, but I cut them off anyway. I cut them off, so it's not an issue. And the blood doesn't mix. So it's not like one blood. So the blood of the neck is here, that's good. The blood over there is over there. Not a problem of yotze. Now obviously, ulakami parich hashavi balatzmum. He made it into a balmum.
Yeah,
what on earth is going on here? Okay, the Gemara is going to ask that question. Right? That's the first statement. The next statement is the other way around. Shachat, if you shecht the animal, v'achar kach chatach, and then you cut off the legs, psula, that's puzzle. Why is that puzzle?
Why?
So Rashi says on the bottom, shachat v'achar chatach psula, mishenishchata, when you shecht it, nifsal dam haraglayim biyotze. Now there's a problem of yotze.
Only the dam is yotze.
What?
The dam is yotze. It says, and before we said the dam is yotze, so what?
No, because there you cut it off before you shechted it.
So
we said, so what? Now it's a big problem.
What?
We'll get to what we're going to explain everything. So just read what we'll look at the case in our head. Mishen eshchata pasal, when you shechted it, pasal dam haraglayim biyotze. The dam is pasal with yote. What dam? The dam of the legs you cut off, right?
When you shechted it, you didn't cut the legs off.
Yeah. Correct. We're going to get to that. Wait a minute. V'chol dam behema yonkim zemizeh. All blood is yonek. It draws support one from the other. You can't, what we said before, we're not saying that now. It's all the same blood. So if the blood's over there, that's not in the neck, that's in the hind legs. So what? It's all the same blood. V'ola v'yotze derech beis hashchita. It goes out when you shecht through the Beis HaShechita. So is it correct to say that the only blood I care about is the blood in the neck? No, it's not correct, because it's all the same blood. What's the difference in the neck or if it's in the hind legs? What's the difference? It's all the same blood. Therefore, v'nesh'ari v'dam ha'mizrak u'paslo, it mixes with the dam that goes into the bowl. Where did the dam come from? It came from outside, because you cut off the legs outside. In other words, you
collect the dam.
You did shechita. Then you cut off the legs, then you did Kabbalah Saddam.
On the back?
No, from the neck. But the point is, it's all one animal. It's all one animal. So all the dam is the same. It's all mixed up dam. So it's therefore it's a psiliyotze. Okay? Now, these two rulings are inconsistent. And the first ruling didn't make any sense because you made it into a balmum. You did it before you did the shechita. How could that be good? So, now the Gemara explains. Chatach. If you cut off the legs, myself on the top line of Chav Vav Amin Aleph. Chatach. You cut off the legs, v'yachakach shachat k'sheira? And then after you shechted it, it's good? What's going on here? Balmum kamakrif, it's a balmum. Ele'ema, no. Well, it must be like this. Chatach. You did shechita, then chatach, then you cut off the legs after shechita, v'yachakach kibel, then you did kabbalas adam, that's kshira. Okay?
Well, that contradicts the same.
Correct. So now, kibel, v'yachakach, chatach, psula, but if you did the kabbalas adam, and then you cut off the legs, that's pasul. Why is that pasul? What did you do wrong? Chitech, sorry, kibel, you did shechita, you did kabbalas adam, then you cut off the legs, that's psula. Why is that pasul? We're going to say now, because of yotze, the blood was outside the azara, okay? But why is it pasul? I have the dam over here, good. Should then I did shechit, then I did...
Right, you're not doing the azara properly, basically.
It shouldn't be pasul.
Correct. Shouldn't be puzzle. So let's see when we get to the end of this Gemara if it all makes sense. Then we say like this. Kibel v'yachak chatach psula. Now, chatach v'yachak kibel chera? We said before, chatach, then you did kibel, that's kosher. So what was the case? I did shechita, then I did chatach, then I did kabbalah. That's good? Vaha Amar of Zera, didn't we say yesterday? Hatzorim ozen bibachor v'achach kibel damo pasul. Shenemar v'lachach midam apar parashie kvar. Didn't we say yesterday that you can't do that? When we had the case yesterday, you do shechita, you nick the ear. We said it's pasul. Why is it pasul? Because it has to be perfect from beginning to end. So how on earth could this be good? So the Gemara answers, Amar of Chista, Amar of Imi, chotech be'ever ad shemagia le'etzem. You don't make it into a balmum. Changing it now. You didn't cut off the leg. All you did was shave off some of the flesh. Chotech be'ever ad shemagia le'etzem. All you did was shave off some of the flesh. That's all you did. Says Rashi in the last wide line, delav mumhu. That's not a mum. That's not a mum. V'adam me'urev adei chaticha mela'alos v'likoneis lifnim. I'm not sure what that means. But it's not about mum. It's not a mum. Okay? So that explains that case?
Not really.
No? You did that.
Yeah, because you
could have
cut the legs.
No. You did shechita. Then you cut off the hind legs, but you didn't make it into a balmum.
I know, but...
Then you did kabbalah sadam.
I know, but the blood's spurting out. Why are you cutting the legs off?
So maybe someone else was doing it. You could have another person doing it. The point is, it's not a balmum. Okay?
Sounds like splitting hairs. Sounds like he's splitting hairs.
Now, kibel, this is the hard, that was the easy case. I understand that now. I did shechita. My buddy did cut off some of the flesh in the back. Didn't make it into a balmum. Then I did kabbalah sadam. There's nothing wrong with that. No dam came out because I didn't cut it off to the point where it made it into a balmum. No dam came out. Didn't do anything wrong. That makes sense. Correct?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Well, I'm assuming you haven't cut a blood vessel.
Correct. That's exactly his point.
Right.
So you didn't make a balmum.
Yeah. The legs are inside off. Everything is inside. Would there be a question?
No, we're not even talking about that anymore. That's not even a factor. Because if you didn't make a wound, then it doesn't make a difference where you did this. Yesterday we said, Reb Zera said, if you shecht an animal and you make a nick in the ear, it's puzzle. Why? Why? Because it made it into a mum. You can't make a mum after the shechita. What about over here? I didn't make it into a mum. What about yotze? Nothing to do with that anymore. Now the second case is the harder one. Here we go. Kibel. You did kabbalah sadam. V'achar kach chatach. And then you cut off the legs. Psula. That's puzzle. Why is that puzzle? Right? Shmas minah. You know why it's puzzle? Dam hamuvla be'evarim damhu. The dam that... When you cut off a leg of an animal, or a human being for that matter, doesn't dam come up... What happens? So you cut off the leg of an animal, a live animal. What happens? Is it... What do you say? Well, look at that. Look at that. Look at that limb over there. What's that limb? What's in that limb? Flesh and blood, right? Blood's in there and bone. It's all in there. So the dam is there, yeah. So shmaz mina, dam hamuvla be'evarim, dam that's in the aver is damhu, has the status of dam. Therefore, if it didn't have dam in there, Then what's the problem? What's the issue? If it didn't have dam, right? Rashi explains, it's like what if it's not dam, what is it? Water. Nothing. So does nothing cause a psul yotze? No. Only the animal causes a psul yotze, not nothing. So it must be dam. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a psul yotze. So dam hamuvla be'evarim, dam hu. Okay? Therefore, chatach be'ever, kibel, then you cut off the ever, it's still puzzle. Why is it still puzzle? Because until you do zrikas hadam, you're not allowed to take any of the animal outside the Beis HaMikdash. You cut off the hind legs and took it out, it's psul yotze. I already did the Kabbalah Saddam. Yeah, but there's dam there also. So you can't do that. There's dam in the Aver. It's not just an Aver, it's also dam. Dam's inside that Aver. That's how human beings, that's how creatures are made. There's dam everywhere. So if you cut off the leg, yeah, I did Kabbalah Saddam. So what? You still have to do Zvika, and you can't have anything yotze now.
Doesn't this strengthen the argument about being mum, a balmum? This strengthens the argument about it being a balmum. If you're saying that, then this is really a balmum. Because you the animal went nowhere, the carcass went nowhere, and there's no blood in it. So it's a mum.
Right.
No, the mum's like pre-doing everything.
No, so we said yesterday it has to be all good.
All good.
But you did everything else, what you've done.
No, all you did was Kabbalah Saddam here. All you did was Kabbalah Saddam. The point is, I don't need that dam for Kabbalah Saddam. So why is it possible? It's still yotze. It's still a psul yotze. I still took it out before I finished the avoda. You can't do that. You didn't finish the avoda. So he's asking a good question. So what do I need? What do I need? What do we need psul yotze for? It's a psul. It's a psul for because he made it into a mum. It's a good question.
No, fair. So you didn't cut off the leg. You just made the maybe say the same
thing. No, he did cut off the leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a flesh again. He didn't go through the bone.
What?
Why is changing the case? Maybe it's the same thing where he didn't go through the bone.
You're
just bleeding outside the.
So I don't know. So the Gemara gives a different answer. Maybe the reason why it doesn't have a dindam and it's still why is this, maybe there's no dam, maybe there's not considered dam. So why would it be possible? Why can I use it for zrika?
It's certainly balmum.
So I know. Forget the balmum for a minute. I don't have an answer to that question. The Gemara says dilma mishum shamnunis. Maybe the blood was really fatty, and Rashi says, "Dechazi la'achila." You can eat this leg. You can eat this leg. You already shechted the animal. Then I cut off the leg. So there's nothing wrong with it. In terms of kashrus, I could eat it. Says Rashi, "Vechashivi kibasar lefsule biyote." The problem is the basar has been taken outside. Right. Can't eat it. Kidechsev ubasar b'sad the treifa umivla da b'dam haregel, and there's dam in there. V'nafka derech beis hashchita. It would have gone out through the neck, upaslala ladam shir mizrak, and it'll pasal the dam in the bowl. What does that mean? What's going on here? Right? Yeah. So there, I'm not sure what this means. So therefore, it's a psul yotze. Why? So Rashi explains, because if it wouldn't have done that, this would have been part of the dam that went out through the neck, right? Since you cut it off, but you cut it off afterwards. I don't understand.
It's easier to understand in the first case when it says that you shechtu, then you take the limb, and then you do kabbalah. That's
kosher.
That's what I can understand.
Why? So we said you didn't make a mum. You didn't make a balmum.
What do you do?
You just took off some flesh, but it's not considered a mum. Why not? I don't know. That's not a balmum. Not a problem. We said yesterday, if you do shechita and you nick the ear, no good. Why? You made it into a balmum. It's dead. So what? You still can't make a balmum. Hey, you didn't make a balmum. That's the easy case. This is the harder case.
Yeah.
Right? So what's going on here?
No,
really, the dam in an aver doesn't have a din of dam. That's what we're saying.
Okay.
It doesn't have a din of dam. And this would not have been psul yotze. It would not have been a psul yotze. Why? Because only dam has a problem of yotzei, right. Not nothing. And if it doesn't, it's not considered dam, it's considered nothing. Right? So why is it possible for zrika?
Yeah.
Because dilma mishum sham nunis. Because of the thing means fat. What? What is it? Fattiness, right?
What's that to do with it?
What? Because the leg, the limb, is royal achila. It's good flesh, right. Good meat. It's royal achila. It has the din of basar.
Right.
And the fat would have exited the body through the base of shechita. And it would have combined with the dam and the kli. Therefore, it passels because even flesh that leaves the Beis HaMikdash is also a problem of psil yotzei until you do the zrika. Shma mina. So you see from here, basar kadshim kalim shiyotzei lefnei zrika pasul. That's right, exactly right. Basar that leaves the Beis HaMikdash grounds before zrika is pasul. Kadshim kalim, you can eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim. So you do the shechita, you right away run. You start running with the meat to go cook it in your house down the block from in the old city. You can't do that. You didn't do zrikas dam yet. Here you took it out, you cut off and took it out. It's a problem. Okay, Rashi says, "Afal pisha sofa lotzeis achar zrika." Even after zrika, you're going to take it home. You're going to take it to the rova. You're going to do that. V'li yos nechal b'chol ir, and you can eat anywhere in the city. Hashtemiha lo matazmani. It's too early. You can't do that. V'tehevi hachter of ami amar of Elazar to lokiv of Yochanan. The machshulei lekam perak tog. Okay, there's machlokas about that. We'll learn it later on daf lamed on daf peites. Fine. Okay. So the Gemara says no. Dilma bekachay kachim. Maybe this is talking about kachay kachim. Okay, fine. Okay.
Okay.
Next. Tanur rabbanan kachay kachim shechitasan b'tzafon v'kivul dama b'chlisha reis b'tzafon. Kachay kachim is done in the northern part of the azara. And the Kabbalat Hadam is also done in a Klisharis in the northern part of the Azara. Amad Bedarom, what if you're standing in the southern part of the Azara? Now, where does it change? Where does that cut off? I don't know. But Amad Bedarom, Vehoshit Yodo Lutzafon. I'm facing north. Ka Shachat, and I shech that way. Shchitaso Kshera. It's still good. Kibel Kabbalaso Psula. But the Kabbalah is puzzle. Hichnis rosho verubo. If the animal stuck its head into the northern part of the Azara, ki'ilu nichnas kulo. It's as if he put his whole body there.
The animal or the
coin? I think it's the animal. What?
Well, the animal's dead. Why would it be the animal?
No.
The coin was in the south. He puts his body into the north, or he bring the animal's body into
the
north?
The
colon
brought the animal.
The animal's in the right spot.
Oh, so the animal. Okay, fine. He puts it himself. Right?
Yeah.
So Rashi says,
otherwise you're right.
Hichnis rosh ruva b'tzafon, the kibel, ki'ilu nichnas kulo. It's as if the whole thing is in. K'dekaimel on b'chol Torah, ruba k'kulo. Okay? So the Kabbalah Saddam is going to be good. Next. Pirchasa, if the animal's thrashing about, v'yatzisa l'darom, so it moved to the south, v'chazra, and then it returned back to the north, k'shira, also good. Kachay kalim, shchitasim bifnim. Kachay kalim should be shechted anywhere in the Azara. So it has to be bifnim, in the Azara. V'kibel davim b'chisharis bifnim, and you have to do kabbalah sadam bifnim. And also, Amar bachutz, if you're outside, v'hitnes yadol lefnim, v'shachat shchitaso k'shira. It's good. You're outside, but your knife is standing inside. That's how a zar could do it. He's outside, but he has a knife inside. Kibel, but if he does kabbalah sadam like that, kabbalaso psula. The kabbalah is puzzle. Why? Why is it puzzle? Why is it puzzle? Right?
You have the same thing. Kabbalah is different for some reason. I don't know.
Kibel where? If you keep it outside?
Yeah. No, you stick it inside.
He sticks his arm in inside while he's outside.
Right, so on Daf Mem Tes, we're going to learn that there's a special limud. It says in the pasuk, "Ve'es damo." The ve'es is darshan that the kabbalah has to be mamish in the tafon. And what about by the next case by kachim kalim? It's why is it pasul? It says lefnei Hashem ulasharso that it has to be mamish in the azara. Fine. Hichnis rosho verubo ki'ilu lo nichnas. If you stick your head and your body in, it doesn't count.
Is that him or the coin or the animal?
I thought it was the animal.
No, the coin.
But?
It sounds like the animal.
No, it must be the coin.
Talking the whole time here about the animal.
No, so it's, I think it's him. It's him. So why not? Why not? Why is it not good?
No.
If he's Rosh of Rubo. By Kodshe Kodshim, when Rosh of Rubo was in the Tzafon, we said Rubo Kukulo. Here we don't say that. Here we say, if you're not in the Azara, you can't stick your head in. Why don't we say Rubo Kukulo? So Rashi says on the last skinny line, Rashi says, Hichnis Rosh of Rubo Ki'ilo Nichnas. Because we're going to learn later. There's a pasuk when it comes to this, you have to all be in there. For Gavi Azara, Tichsiv Lamod Lefnei Hashem, Boy Nami Kulo. You have to have all the Kivan, the Gully Bechada, Gully Bekulo. For Hachi Amar Bishmaitin. So it's a limud, you have to be all in there. What about the din of Rubo Kukulo?
Yeah, well, you said that.
What happened to that? So the Reb Chaim Brisker says like this. He says like this. Rubo Kukulo only applies, now I don't know if this is true, where do we ever use the halacha of Rubo Kukulo? Where do we ever use that halacha?
What place?
Yeah, name one place. I can only think of one place.
Sitting
Shiva. Yeah. Is the only place I know of. Where we use Rubo Kukulo. It's the only place I know of.
Oh,
yeah. You sit in the morning a little bit, it's not even Rubo.
It's not Rubo
Kukulo.
It's not Rubo. Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. Mitzvah Kukulo. When do we say Rubo Kukulo? When do we ever say that? I don't know when we say that. Maybe like if a guy goes into a cemetery, Rubo Kukulo, he's Tomei, that wouldn't apply even. Maybe by a guy with Tsaras, he walks into a house of Tsaras, Rubo Kukulo. I don't even know when we ever apply this halacha, Rubo Kukulo. So Reb Chaim Brisker says, you only say Rubo Kukulo on a maisa. Standing still is not a maisa. So it has to be kulo. My neck is in. So what? It's not a maisa. That's how he wants to explain it. Therefore, you don't say Rubo Kukulo here. What about Sukkah? Rubo Kukulo.
You say Rubo Kukulo on this morning when you do Shechita. When you do Shechita, you say
Rubo Kukulo. You don't have to check the whole sim, it has to be Rov. 51%. That's good. That's a good place. Rubo Kukulo. Sukkah also, right? Rov, your body's in the Sukkah. We say you're in the Sukkah.
Right?
Midaraisa. Right? Midarabana, maybe not, because we're afraid you'll go like this. Yeah. Okay, good. So, but it's not so common. It's not so common, Rubo Kukulo. It's quite rare. Right?
That's not how we work things.
Right. Oh, there is such a thing as Rubo Kukulo. Right? Such a concept. But it's quite rare. Says Reb Chaim, because of the Chiddush, it's only on a Maisa, not on just existing. So since standing just means you're existing, that's not considered Rubo Kukulo, therefore you have to manage be in. Fine, very good. Perchas Aviyatza, Lachotz, V'chazra, Psula. But if it thrashed around and went outside, and then it came back, it's no good. Shamina, Basar Kachim Kalim, Shatzlof Nezrikas Damim, Psulim. But the Kachim, we didn't say that. We said if it thrashes around, leaves the Azara, leaves the Tzafon, comes back, it's okay. But if it leaves the Azara and comes back, it's not okay. What do you see? Kachikalam can't leave. So the Gemara says, well, Dilma, Ba'alya, the Azaret HaKavod, Ushteya Kloyos. Maybe what it means is, not that the animal's no good to eat. No. That's the Emurin. The Emurin Ninu. And the Emurin Kachim Kalim, Kachim Heim, says Rashi. That can't leave. Where's that going? Therefore, that's why it would be possible. Not because of the meat you're going to eat, no. Because of the emurim that are in the animal. That's maybe a different story. Okay. Next. Only Gemara can ask the following questions. Ready? Boy minei avua de Shmuel mishmuel. He bifnim v'ragleha b'chutz mahu. He bifnim, right? The behemoth bifnim. But the legs are outside. Mahu, was that a good shechita or not? Amalei, so he told him. This is easy in our Gemara. Amalei told him. See if it says ve'viyum lashem ad sheikul l'sim. Has to all be inside. Okay, that's an easy question. Next, ready for these questions? Tala v'shachat ma'u. What if the animal is hanging, and you shecht it while it's hanging? So, amalei, kshera. It's good, there's nothing wrong with that. Amalei, so he told him back, ishta bashta. No, he made a mistake. Bein in shchita al yerech v'leka. No, it has to be resting on the ground, the animal. You can't have it hanging in midair. So that's it's not good. He said it's good, it's not good. Even if it's in the right location in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not good. Nitla v'shachamayu. What if the Kohen's hanging? What if the Kohen, someone's having ropes on him, he's held up by ropes, and he does the shchita in the air. Okay? Ma, what's the story? Amalei, psula. It's no good. Amalei, why not? Ishtabashta. Why not? Shchita al yerech. So shochet al yerech. The shochet doesn't have to be on the ground. Why can't he be in the air? Why can't he be in the air? Nisla v'kibel mahu. What if you hanging and you do Kabbalah Saddam while you're hanging? Who's hanging? You or the animal? You. Amalei, kshira. You're hanging. It's no problem. Amalei, shtabashti. No, ain't derech kshira b'kach. You can't do a photo like that. Shchita, we said not a photo. This is a photo. You can't do a photo like that. Be hanging in the air. What kind of thing is that? Tala v'kibel mahu. What if the animal's hanging? Amalei, psula. It's puzzle. Amalei, shtabashti. No, why not? Shchita al yerech. Well, kibbalah al yerech. Why can't the animal be hanging? The shchita not. Why can't... The minute you do the shchita, right away someone hoists up the animal and do kabbalah saddam in midair. Why not? Amar baya, b'kachi kachim, when it comes to kachi kachim, kulam psulos, they're all no good, bar minisla v'shachat, except for you hanging and doing shchita. Why? Because in tight. Why? It's not really avoda. V'kachi kalim, in kachi kalim, kulan ksheros, they're all good, bar minisla v'kibel, except for the case of nisla v'kibel. Amar rava, Maishna tala v'kibel b'kachim kalim d'kshera. Why is that good by kachim kalim? Why? The avir panim kipanim dami. Because the avir is considered inside. So here I am. What's the difference if I'm on the ground or I'm 2 feet off the ground? What's the difference? So kachim kachim nami. Avir tafan kitafan dami. So why kachim kachim is different? What's the difference between kachim kachim and kachim kalim? So elo amar rava, ben kachim kalim k'sheros. It's all good. You're right. It doesn't make a difference if it's kachim kachim or kachim kalim. Bar mitala v'shachat b'kachim kachim. Except for that one case of hanging and shechting, or nisla v'kibel, or if the animal's hanging and you do kabbalah, ben kachim kachim, ben kachim kalim. The coin was hanging, right. Okay. Boy, me near of Yirmiyah, me near of Zerah. Ready for this? Hubifnim, you are inside the Azara, vitzitziso bachutz, but your hair is outside the Azara. Now, what kind of hair do you have over here? You're not going to have long hair anyway. Yeah. How exactly is this humanly possible?
Long pays.
A long beard. You're inside, but your hair is outside. Mahu, bachut, ma, what's the story? What? No, then you're bachutz. You can't do a vote to bachutz.
The hair is outside.
What kind of question was that? You have to be here. If your hair is there, then you're not all here. We don't say rubo kukulo, we said, because that's not a maisa, just standing there. So therefore, your whole body, including your hair, have to be in the Beis HaMikdash grounds. Okay?
No.
Not okay? You don't like the question?
No. I mean, what is the case?
Payas. It's a very long payas. It's a very windy day. And the payas are flowing, and the payas are outside. You're right at the border. The payas are outside. You're inside. So is that good? The answer is not good. It's not good.
Let's say the wind blows part of his big day kuna outside while he's inside.
That's I don't know. That's not his body. I don't know.
And what if you're hanging the animal and it's swaying in the wind? So
okay.
The shechter, is it outside?
What's your name?
Yeah. Okay. So now we're getting, this is the last Mishnah before we start Pigel. We're getting to the halacha that when you do Zvikas Hadam, Zvikas Hadam composes two things, either Zvika or Nesinas Hadam. And it has to be a certain spot on the Mizbeach. Okay? Some are above the red line, some are below the red line, some are sprinkled, some are applied. Says the Mishnah, Nasno agabe kevesh. If you sprinkle the dam or put the dam on the ramp, or shelo kineged hayisod, or not at the yisod, or nasan es hanitanin lamata lamaila. What's lower, you put upper. V'esanitanin lamaila lamata. And what's upper, you put lower. Es hanitanin bifnim bachutz. What's inside? Inside the heichel. V'esanitanin bachutz. V'esanitanin bifnim bachutz. And what's supposed to be inside, you put outside. Es hanitanin bachutz bifnim. And what's supposed to be inside, outside, you put inside. Puzzle. It's all puzzle. What's puzzle? The carbon's puzzle, right? Vein bo karis. You don't get karis for that. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, puzzle, busser. You can't eat the animal. Avo bailin is chapru. But the baal gets kapara. I sprinkle it on the ramp, the baal gets kapara. My time, why? Damar kra, vanina sativ lachem is hamizbeach lachaper. The mizbeach is mechaper. Kivin shi yigia dam le mizbeach, nischapru bailin. That's all you need. So ihachi, if so, said Basar Nami, so why can't you eat the meat? Why can't you eat the meat? Amarukra lechaper. No, lechaper. Lechapara nisativ. It's a good for a kapara. Flow dov racher. Not for anything else. Not for eating it. That for sure not. Alma, what do you see? Kasavar, that we hold. Shalobim komo, kim komo dami. When it comes to sprinkling dam, the wrong place is not a problem. Not a problem. The kapara you'll get. Can you eat the meat? No. If you bring another carbon? No. Right? So, Tanan Be'idach Pirkin, we're going to learn later on in Daf Lamed Beis, on the lave of Masech Lezvachim, we're going to learn this. Nasnam ala kevesh, if you sprinkle it on the kevesh, shelo kineged hayisod, or nasan etanitana lamata lamaila, what's supposed to be below, above, etanitana lamaila lamata, what's supposed to be above, below, etanitana bifnim, bachot, what's supposed to be inside, you do outside, etanitana bachot, bifnim, and what's supposed to be outside, you do inside, im yesh dam hanefesh, yachzav hakasher v'yikabel. Do it over again, if you have the dam to do it. Do it over again. V'yisal katatek shlo b'mkomo b'mkomo tami, if you tell me that the wrong place is okay, so lama li yachzav hakasher v'yikabel, I have to do it over again. Why do it over again? Why? So, v'chitema lahat basal achila. Ah, you know why you're going to do it again? So you can eat the meat. That's why you want to do it again. Miyik is zrika deloma chaperes v'shariya basar b'achila. Could there be such a thing where the zrika doesn't do anything and yet I can eat the meat? In other words, our Mishnah said that the zrika is good. So why are you doing it again? To matter the meat? Then the zrika is really nothing. So if the zrika is nothing, and I did the zrika already, why would the Mishnah tell me on that flabbed base, do it again? Why would the Mishnah tell me that?
Why can't it be to meat?
Because the Gemara, our Mishnah said, if you do it in the wrong place, it's puzzle. Comes along Shmuel, only the meat's puzzle. The carbon's a good carbon. But we're on that flabbed base, if this happens, just do it again. Why are you doing it again? To eat the meat? But then the zrika is nothing. So you can't have zrika to make an improper zrika. An improper zrika can't create kosher meat. That doesn't work. So the Gemara says like this. You're right. Idiave basa kosher hachanami. If a kosher person would have done the avoda, the zrika, then. You're right. Zrika in the wrong places is fine. Hachamai skinan, do you have a puzzle? No, that mission not flamed beige. You know why you have to do it again? Because the guy who did it was a puzzle. Rashi says over here, Dakitani nasno al gabi akevesh areshikoi. Dakitani call a puzzle from Shalom. Yeah. Right? The kohen that did it was no good. That's why you have to do it again. Our Mishnah said, if you do it in the wrong place, it's fine. The Mishnah of Lama B said, if you're doing it in the wrong place, it's not fine. Why is it not fine? Probably because the coin was no good. So the Gemara says, 1 second. If the coin was no good, then we'll have a dichoy. We have a rule that once it gets rejected, it can't get resurrected. Yeah. Ditnan, v'kulon, all people that apostle for avoda, Balmum, Zor, all these people, kishakiblu chutz luzmano v'chutz lumkomo, if they did, if they had the wrong machshava, im yeish dam nefesh, yachshav kashav yikabel. Then let someone else do it right. Kiblu in, zroko lo. Kabbalah was done wrong, it's okay. Zroko lo, not zrika. Lav mishoram dahavi dichui? Isn't it because it was dichui? Right? Rashi says in the last skinny line, Dizrika psula mashvile dichui mishum de gomar kaparoso. And there's a big problem if you do zrika wrong. Why? Why is there a big problem if you do zrika wrong? Because the avodah is done. So you can't do zrika right. So what do you see? What do you see? That there's a problem of dichui. Lo, so the guy says, lo, that's not why. Mishum de pasul b'machshava. Maybe there is no dichui. How come over there it's no good? Because they had the wrong machshava. They had a pickle machshava. Kabbalah nami. Then the same thing should be about Kabbalah. Why is Kabbalah different? V'od mi pasul b'machshava? Is that even true? Can a pasul person make pigle? No. The Amar Rava im machshava moelz el misha roi lavoda. Only a kosher person can make pigle. Not a pasul person. Why? Because pigle means everything else was perfect. We're going to learn that. So he's got pasul anyway. How can he make pigle? He can't make pigle. Umadavar roi lavoda. Has to be something roi for the avoda, right? Rashi says not. Minchas Omer, okay? Umakam Roy Lavoda, everything has to be perfect. So what are you talking about, pigle? So Gemara says, Lo Tema Zarku Lo, Ela Ema Shachtu Lo. So we're going to change it to say, not that the Zrika was done wrong, the Shechita was done wrong. Right? Why? What's the problem with Shechita? Anybody can do Shechita. Anybody, even a Zar can do Shechita. So if a Zar has a wrong Machshava by Shechita, it's going to Pasel. Aye, my Kamashulon, the Pasel Machshava? Tanina, we looked at it already. Lafika heim psulim b'machshava. They can pass on machshava. So the Gemara says, "La hakamashulon to be kabbalah ve'elik lo pass on machshava." Yeah, from kabbalah on, there's not going to be a pass on machshava. My timer. Why not? Kidderava. Why? Rava said only perfect things can make machshava, can make pigle, not imperfect things. Okay. So we're going to stop right here by Meisvei, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. All right.